from KQED.
This week, we're looking at a problem troubling every place around the globe where people use nuclear power. What to do with the used reactor fuel? The U.S. doesn't have a permanent answer yet, so California doesn't either. But there is one country others look to as a model for figuring out solutions. Senior producer Ingrid Becker takes us there.
Like a lot of countries, Sweden has had its share of political meltdowns over nuclear power. Protests like this one stirred an uproar in the early 80s when the Swedish nuclear industry simply announced plans to begin testing for a possible geologic disposal site. Today, instead of deflecting protesters, they're shuttling visitors by the busloads to facilities like this one. I'm touring an underground laboratory filled with exotic machinery and enormous copper tubes. A guide explains that in another place, very much like this, they want to encase spent fuel rods in the copper capsules, then bury them 500 meters down in bedrock for the next 100,000 years.
It's very exciting to see, and it's an enormous project. Just the time scale is incomprehensible.
Jonathan Svensson is studying nuclear safety as part of his government job, and he joined the tour that ended with colored lights and some improbable elevator music. Okay, so how did nuclear waste in Sweden go from a toxic topic to a field trip?
We had learned a lesson at SKB.
Inger Nordholm is a public relations officer for the Swedish Nuclear Fuel and Waste Management Company, or SKB.
We know that we have to meet people and communicate what we want to do, why we want to do it, and how we will find a place for it.
After the political setbacks, the industry reinvented itself. Company officials vowed to be transparent. And they spent a lot of time just having coffee with people, explaining their plans. They focused on towns with the right geology, but also places where the people were used to living with nuclear power plants. And significantly, those communities were empowered too.
My name is Charlotte Liljemark, and I live about 20 kilometers north of Oskarshamn.
Oskarshamn was one of two communities that stepped forward after Swedish nuclear waste officials asked for volunteers willing to allow site investigations. Back then, Charlotte Liljemark was just the kind of person a nuclear power executive would cross the street to avoid.
This is the stable, and we have a tomb right now, one of the foals of this year.
The former Stockholmer moved to the country to raise dressage horses and couldn't imagine a waste dump anywhere near her.
I couldn't see anything that was positive.
But then, local officials asked her to lead a community advisory group. They told her,
we think that you could contribute to the work. We need to open up all the questions and to be clear and transparent, and we want you to participate if you want to.
And she did. In the kitchen of her farmhouse, Liljemark says she spent 10 years standing up for her community and helped influence national legislation to safeguard nuclear towns. Not that she's sorry the repository is going elsewhere.
I had reached the point where I was to accept. If this was the best place, I would accept it. Since I had been involved in the decision-making process for such a long time.
Over that long time, Liljemark's attitude shifted.
I can't just close my eyes and imagine that the fuel is not here, because it is.
After 30 years of research and development, SKB applied for permission this spring to create a geologic repository in Östhammar, about 2 hours east of Stockholm. And if they get it, the facility could open in 2025. Jakob Spangenberg is the mayor of Östhammar.
We believe that it will not create this stigma, but on the other hand, create an interest on how to solve this very difficult issue that people in Japan and California and Germany must solve in one way or another.
To help chart an independent course, they're using money from a national waste fund to hire consultants and 4 full-time staffers. Spangenberg says they've learned to ask hard questions, but also to keep
very cool.
Because he says there are many people out there who want to manipulate the situation to their own advantage.
Both from the industry as well as those that are very much opposed.
There are still a lot of questions about the proposal and critics, Some who feel this has been one long PR campaign. Ultimately, the community still has the power. Once regulators have completed their review, 3 or 4 years from now, Westhumer gets to either veto the proposal or press on. Spangenberg sums up a key lesson.
I've learned that things take time. They must take time.
Back in the U.S., while the path to a permanent repository remains blocked by politics, there's at least one community in the Southwest that's also making peace with nuclear.
It has to go somewhere, you know, and somebody has to bite the bullet.
Tomorrow, the town that said yes in our backyard. For the California Report, I'm Ingrid Becker.
Take a trip to that town in Sweden online. We've got photos and videos at californiareport.org/climatewatch.